This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the 2006 election is behind us, we should learn from mistakes and set clear rules for the next important election. For starters, we should settle a question of whether or not voters must present photo ID. Since we have to show government-issued ID in order to board a plane, cash a check, enter a federal building, and for many trivial pursuits, such as buying alcohol or renting a video, why not make ID a requirement to verify that you are a legal voter? Honest elections should not be a partisan issue. After all, the bipartisan commission, headed by Democrat Jimmy Carter and Republican James Baker, studied election reforms and issued a report last year recommending that voters be required to show photo ID. In September, the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation that would require voters to show a valid photo ID in all federal elections. The Federal Election Integrity Act, sponsored by retiring Congressman Henry Hyde, passed 228 to 196, but was ignored by the Senate. Congress should start all over again to address this issue in January. In the states that have tried to legislate a requirement for picture ID, the American Civil Liberties Union and other liberal groups have filed lawsuits to prevent these laws from going into effect. Photo ID has been back and forth in the courts in Georgia, Arizona, Indiana, and Missouri. Opponents of photo ID claim they discourage the elderly, poor, and minorities from voting because they don't always have ID. However, a unanimous Supreme Court said that others might be harmed by the absence of photo ID. The court stated, voter fraud drives honest citizens out of the democratic process. Our voting rights can be denied by the dilution of the weight of a citizen's vote just as effectively as by prohibiting people from voting at all.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, the national pro-family organization. Our goal is to stay on the leading edge of the issues that are important to you and your family. Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and let us know your perspective. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson!
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. To show just how bad the problem of this invasion is, Wednesday, even the pro-open borders... Never met an illegal alien they didn't like. Wall Street Journal did an article exposing the scourge of the illegal alien invasion. In an article called How Immigration, and folks, the title of the article shows the hideous bias of the Wall Street Journal by not mentioning the word illegal in the title. But the title was How Immigration Upended Dreams of an Entrepreneur. And it tells just how this thing happens to so many people, how so many people are betrayed by our government and allowed to fall along the wayside due to this invasion. It's a story of William and Starletta Hairston. Both were from poor black southern families. William wanted a, quote, better life, unquote, became a stucco subcontractor and built a thriving business. Now, Hairston was beautifying houses in the gated communities on Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Now, he was living in Atlanta, but he decided to move to Hilton Head. He was going there during the week, flying home on the weekends, and he eventually decided to move his family there. So they moved there, and they were doing great, making a good living, working hard, and employing, guess who? American laborers. American laborers, folks. Then an unusual thing happened. Hilton Head Island suddenly had a massive wave of illegal alien workers from Mexico. Initially, Harrison, age 54, began hiring illegal alien workers. Well, you know what came next. Those same illegal aliens he helped by hiring them went into business for themselves and reduced Harrison's earnings from a high of $971,000 in 1997 to just over $70,000 2 years ago. Let me give those figures again. $971,000, almost $1 million this guy made in 1997, reduced to 70 grand. He didn't quite understand what was going on at first, but one of his workers had asked for 2 weeks off, and then he runs into this guy working on an $80,000 job on a high-end house. He felt, quote, stung, unquote. He understood what was going on. Hilton Head had a 1% Hispanic population in 1995. By 2000, Hispanics were 11%, and officials put current population at 15%, all driven by illegality. Now, as Heston began to hire more and more Hispanics and less black workers, guess what? His business prospered because he paid them less. That's just common sense. And though he made the short-term money, he was cutting his own throat. His business began to unravel, and every job he bid on was underbid by a previous employee. Long-time customers no longer wanted him because he was charging too much money. And he said that in addition to facing competition from former workers, he also now faced competition from other American contractors who would hire illegal alien labor and pay them under the table. Harrison admits to hiring illegal workers, but said he paid payroll taxes and workers' compensation for them, which added up to about 20% in labor costs. And some people, guess what, are happy as they can be now that Harrison is out of business and that they are continuing to make money, and they are making more money because of illegal alien labor. Ron Sandlin, owner of Seaside Island Supply, said it used to be mainly blacks and whites who came in to buy bricks, masonry, and other materials. He said now his clientele is 85% Hispanic, and he and his staff are taking Spanish lessons at the local college. Isn't this typical? Unbelievable. And he loves it. He loves it. The money's flowing like crazy. He doesn't care that Harrison's out of business and other American contractors out of business. He's selling the same amount that he was selling before, and he doesn't care who buys it as long as his living continues. This is unbelievable. And sooner or later, some illegal alien is going to open up a supply business there and cut his throat, and then he will understand. The Hilton Head local government tried to pass a local ordinance where all employees had to prove that they were lawfully in the country. It was sailing through the legislature until developers and pro-illegal alien Hispanic activists attacked it. A watered-down version may or may not pass, but the point is, Harrison is over with. William Harrison hasn't been on a job in that county for 2 years. He flies to North Carolina every week, where he uses a native-born, mostly black crew to make a living. This story's been told a million times across this country, folks. It is a story of greed and how this invasion doesn't just touch those at the bottom. It touches those who are making good living also. It touches contractors. It touches all kinds of people. I would tell Mr. Harrison this if I could talk to him. Though you have now seen the light, sir, I wish for you all the worst in life. I wish that you go belly up and lose everything you have. I know that sounds harsh, folks, but this is how I feel about people that take advantage of this illegal labor until it bites them. That really, really angers me. He has done damage to this country, and now, all of a sudden, he's had an epiphany, and he, quote, understands, unquote. As long as he was making money with illegal aliens, it was fabulous. But when the situation turned around and bit him in the butt, he cried foul. And this is typical of people not understanding the plight of their fellow American and waiting until it's personal for them to get involved. And a footnote to the story, William Harrison is a sap. I mean S-A-P, sap. Remember the illegal alien that became his competitor? Well, a few months ago, Fidel Serrano came to Harrison asking him to write a letter for his brother Paul Serrano to get a green card. After all that happened, after all the betrayal and everything that these guys did to him, Harrison agreed to fill out the forms attesting to his business skills and good character. He said he did it as an act of compassion. I wish he'd asked me to fill it out. I'd have gave him some compassion. compassion. I'm telling you, folks, until it happens to you, you don't understand. And Hairston now gets it. And many, many Americans are going to suffer before this problem is fixed. I will tell you now, don't wait till it happens to you. Help us fix it now before it's too late. And you have to go down the drain, as this man did and many other American workers are doing every single day. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about the redundant and costly oversight in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Everybody makes mistakes. When an L.A. County deputy sheriff makes a mistake, he or she can expect a call from the department's internal affairs or the Internal Criminal Investigations Bureau. That's two layers of oversight, but keep counting. We're just getting started. 15 years ago, Judge Colts started an oversight program that continues even today. That office is run by Los Angeles County Special Counsel Merrick Bob. Mr. Bob writes reports about what we're doing wrong. 6 years ago, all those layers of oversight and accountability were not enough for the sheriff, so he created the Office of Independent Review. Another lawyer, you guess it, write reports. In the fifth annual report, the county receives no valuable insights into the oversight of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. That's four layers of oversight, and I'm not even started on the U.S. Attorney's Office. In a county where we desperately need more deputy sheriffs to patrol the unincorporated areas and contract cities, maybe we could do with a few less layers of oversight and a few more deputies in uniform to keep residents and businesses safe. I'm Steve Remich. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
Terry Anderson, and we are talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who can hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening on KDON, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. KFNX, 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona. Great station, great folks there. And all the folks listening on the RBN Network all across the country, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for most horrible clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horrible clown of the week. Folks, in an idiotic and somewhat racist statement, Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee said on Wednesday, you're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this. Said that this nation of ours is being given a second chance to make up for past racism by the way it handles the influx of Hispanics. What? This is unbelievable. Listen to what this idiot said. Quote, one of the great challenges facing us is that we do not commit the same mistakes with our growing Hispanic population that we did with African Americans 150 years ago and beyond. We're still paying the price for the pathetic manner in which our country handled that, end quote. Oh, Governor Huckleberry, let me tell you something. In his comparison on the two groups of people, he fails to mention that my black ancestors were brought to this country forcibly. That's right, on slave ships. My great-grandfather was a slave. I'm not ashamed of that, and I'm not proud of it, but it's something that my family has had to endure. He fails to mention that this, quote, influx, unquote, is by people who have voluntarily, illegally invaded our country. Why can he not see the difference between slaves and their descendants who were forced to come here and work and people who come here against the law illegally, voluntarily? There is a difference. There's an absolute difference, a huge difference. And here's why I say his comments were racist. He knows that the illegal alien invasion, especially in the South, has done horrible things to the wages and the lifestyle of those black people living down there. And yet, he is willing to embrace the illegal alien for the sake of his redemption and the easing of his conscience. That is unbelievable. He said, quote, I think, frankly, the Lord is giving us a second chance to do better than we did before, end quote. And this is the gibberish from a man who wants to be the president of the United States. Imagine turning his back on black folks in an attempt to sterilize his soul from past deeds or past thoughts. Unbelievable. Arkansas Governor Huckabee, you are a terrible, terrible example of what's going on in the South and the rest of this country. You are also a terrible example of the Republican Party because you are a member. You're not a real Republican. You are a fake Republican. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, can you believe this? He's going to use the illegal aliens to ease his conscience for what the South did to black people before. That is unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. And when he was asked about it, when he left this meeting he was at, he failed to answer any questions. He would not answer any questions reporters wanted to ask in depth on the subject. Now, you heard me beat up on a Republican just now, but we got a good Republican on here. We're going to bring on a guy that I have respect for. And you know, I don't have respect for a lot of these politicians. Dana Rohrabacher. One of the guys is out here doing the will of the people, which is very refreshing for this age that we live in. Congressman, how are you doing this evening?
Good. I just took my, I have triplets that are 2 years and 8 months old. My wife and I took them out for dinner, and they didn't cause a scene.
Good for you. I was going to ask you about the triplets. I know that must keep your hands busy.
Well, it really it takes an enormous amount of energy, but I have... I'm 59 years old. My wife is considerably younger, and this is a blessing from God, and we are very, very grateful this Christmas because we don't have any other children, and this has made our Christmas a wonderful time.
I bet it has, Damon. You have been blessed with triplets. I don't know if I could deal with it. We had ours one at a time, and they were a handful, but to have three, boy, you're a better man than I am.
Well, I think that this is just, as I say, something I feel very grateful for. And just the very things that you're talking about the long-term impact of this illegal immigration on our country, I realize that what's happening is we're changing the whole nature of our country for these children, not only my children, but everybody's children. And
Dana, it's generational. I mean, this is going to go a long time. If it doesn't get fixed now, your children's grandchildren are going to be looking back and said, "What? Great-grandfather was a congressman? How come he didn't do something about this?" You know, they're not going to just be looking at you. They're going to be looking at all of us saying, "Why did you let this get this far?"
Well, you know, it's basically you have to, even right now, people can take a look at what seems to be a situation that's totally out of control and say, "What the hell? Why did we let this happen?" And we let this happen. It didn't happen by accident.
No.
There were people who have decided, and I think very, very powerful and rich interest groups who decided they needed to bring down wages in America, and they probably put it in patriotic terms so America can compete. Well, of course, that's just total baloney. But the fact is, they wanted lower wages. At the same time, they end up paying themselves, of course. Corporate CEOs are now paying themselves hundreds of thousands of times what the average person who works for them makes. And that's not the way it used to be.
No.
But when you have illegal aliens swarming into our country who are willing to undercut American workers, these businessmen have the leverage.
I totally agree. You know, we've got a situation here that we need to address. And I want to give you a little praise tonight. I know you probably don't like that, but I'm going to do it anyway. We've got a lot of people that are concerned about these two Border Patrol guys, Compian and Ramos, who are getting ready to be sentenced. We are up in arms over this. We are outraged over what the government is doing to them. These are two valiant men, protectors of this country, who have stepped up to do their job. And what do they get for it? A jail sentence. And I know for a fact that you wrote a letter to the President of the United States. And I know that's not an easy thing for you to do, being a Republican, writing a letter to your Republican president saying, "Look, get on the ball, do the right thing about this." We want to applaud you for that, Dana. We really do. And we want to know what's going to be next for these guys.
Well, it's a heartache for me to deal with this because I can't sit in the same room with the president anymore if he's going to allow these two men to have their entire... These are men who served our country for over 10 years in the Border Patrol. One of them happens to be an officer in the Naval Reserves. These are one of them, Compion, was nominated as the best Border Patrolman of the month just a month before
yes.
this incident happened.
Yes.
And now their lives are destroyed, their families. I'm just telling you how wonderful it is to be with my family. We have our little home here in Huntington Beach, California. These two men, they've lost their homes. Their families are destroyed. employed. They have no health insurance. And these are the guys who for 10 years were willing to take a bullet for us. And I can't sit with our president and let and sit there and listen to him if he's going to let me destroy the lives of these two people for some stupid agreements that he's made with whoever about illegal immigration.
I totally agree with that. I have been at odds with the President of the United States. As I say often, I want a reason to like President Bush, but he won't give me one. He really won't.
Well, I hope that everyone who's listening tonight, and I hope that you do this as well, because everybody needs to call or send a message to the White House or sign a petition. The president has the power to pardon these two guys, to in some way say let them off and say this was not the right thing to do, or at least to you know, just basically declare that they don't have to fulfill their sentence and they're not, there's another word that's not pardoned. It will come to me in a minute. But the president has a chance to do these things and let them go. And if he lets them go to prison instead, destroying their entire family's lives after they have sacrificed so much for us, I think this is the greatest betrayal of, yes, of our defenders and, of course, a miscarriage of justice. I have never seen a miscarriage of justice like this before.
I would agree. And at this point, Congressman, we just want to keep these guys out of jail. You know, the pardon, you know, whatever, however you're going to do it now.
It was community.
Just keep them out of jail.
The word I was looking for, he has the power to not only pardon them, but to commute their sentence,
right,
which means just they don't have to serve.
They forego the time. They don't have to serve it. They still have a police record. They still have a conviction record, but they won't have to go to jail. That's the important thing. Keep them out of jail right now.
Well, I think they should be pardoned, but if he just commutes their sentence, my anger will be soothed. But you know, right now, if they're going to go to jail in January 17th, And these are two guys who have enforced the law. There are people waiting for them to go to jail to seek vengeance on them. And these are guys who are defending us, people who literally were willing to take a bullet for us at the border. And the president's what happened is the president's nonsensical border policy, which is a Border Patrol agent can't fire his weapon unless he is an immediate threat of being under death threat. Well, who is ever going to stop?
That's
there's
right.
No control of the border. Why would anyone stop when a Border Patrol agent says stop?
There's no reason to.
There's no reason to. There's every reason not to. And these Border Patrol agents were stopping a man with over 450 pounds of narcotics that he was sneaking into the country. And as he pushed one to the ground, because he wouldn't stop, and as they got as he started running away, they shot him, and they shot him in the buttocks, and he got away. Well, this is a drug dealer. He's done it before, and by the way, afterwards,
he did it again,
and these two Border Patrol agents didn't report that they fired their gun because, they broke the policy. Well, they should have reported it, and for that, they deserve to get a week off without pay.
I definitely think they should be chastised for not doing what they, you know, procedure. But come on, that's not putting them in jail. That's just a week off, slap the guy's hand, give him a reprimand, that's the end of the story.
Now, what we've got is an administration that insists on throwing the book and destroying the lives, doing everything you can to grind down these guys who are defending us, but then rewarding and forgiving the drug, narcotics, and illegal immigrant who is trying to smuggle these drugs into our country.
And Congressman, I've said many times, 90% of police work is instinct. And they had instinct that he had drugs, they had instinct he was illegal, and guess what? They were right on both counts. And now all of a sudden they're wrong for letting those instincts stop this guy at the border. That's outrageous.
Well, I think the president's all wrong here. And you know, your description about what the long-term effects of some of these decisions are, the long-term effects of neutering our Border Patrol, like what we're talking about right now, we have businessmen, as I say, this invasion hasn't happened. This policy isn't a mistake. This is done by design.
Very good design, too.
And it'll be right. And unless we stand up and we get active, we're in the process of losing our country here.
I agree.
And you know, you pointed out how these businessmen who hired illegals, you know, they were making a big money on it until it came back and bit them in the ass.
It bit them. And all of a sudden now they cry foul.
Right. Well, the same thing is happening. Businessmen are looking at very short term. The people who hate America have found our Achilles heel, and that is very powerful businessmen make only short-term profitable decisions. Well, it affects everybody in the country, all of us.
Long-term.
The Chinese have learned this. That's why they're opening up factories in China, even though 5 or 10 years down the road, the Chinese steal the factories from them. But in the meantime, they're taking jobs away from Americans. They're giving it to low-wage Chinese people, making a big profit in the short term. In the long term, they lose, and America loses big. And, of course, even in the short term, American workers are losing. So that's in China, illegal immigration, you name it. We cannot count on big business to make the policy. It has to be people. The Republican Party, unfortunately, about half of us are trying to make a stand on this. The other half, frankly, have been just tied to the hip to big business and has only been doing what the big businessmen tell them to do.
Congressman, let me say this to you before you go any further. We know the difference. The folks know the difference. We know those House Republicans that fought for us in the 109th Congress. We know that they were there for us. We know they stopped 2611 and brought 4437 in for us. We know that they stopped any amnesty. We know they got that wall started so that it could be built down there. We understand there are two types of Republicans. Democrats, we don't even discuss on this show. But we know.
The Democrats are all wrong. Every Democrat voted wrong. Half the Republicans voted right. And I'm
right.
So pleased that you are drawing attention to the distinction between those American-oriented Republicans and those business-oriented Republicans.
I was recently in Indiana with Congressman Hostetler, who lost. We were there for him. What a guy. I got to know him very well in 3 days that I was there. Great guy. I know Tom Tancredo. You and I have sat together at a table once or twice and got to know each other. And I'm going to tell you, there is a difference. And we must not write off a whole party of people. We must look at people as individuals. And I tell people all the time, stop sending your money to the Republican Party. Find you a candidate that you will send it to. Same thing with Democrats. Find somebody you like. But don't give your money to a party that will blindly use that money the way they want to. Congressman, I'm going to let you go. I know you got your kids and your family there, and we're coming up on a heartbreak. I want to thank you very much for spending this time with us. I know we took you away from your family. I want to thank you for that letter that you sent on the behalf of those two Border Patrolmen. We really love you for that.
Well, please join me, everyone who's listening, and get a hold of the White House and insist on a pardon for Ramos and Campeón. That's all you have to say. A pardon for Ramos and Campeón, or you're making a mockery of everything you've done. And you just say that. That's a present we can give these poor families who are under the gun for us this season.
Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, folks, stand-up guy. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Merry Christmas.
You too. All right, folks, there you got it. There is a difference. We can make sure that we know the difference. Here's a guy that did the right thing. And I've heard other people knock him for writing a letter. No, it was a good thing that he wrote this letter, and we appreciate it. He didn't have to do it. Let's give these people a praise when they should get it. We're going to listen to our good buddy now, Mr. Augustin Cepeda. The Brown Berets, De Aslan, he loves us. He loves you white folks especially, courtesy of CCIR.
I was thinking about the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, has always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you scuts! Come back to Woodland Hills! Come back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock! Build them! Get out! We are the future! You're the tower! Go on! We have beaten you! Leading like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. That they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. L.A. County alone, we are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people, the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Batlan. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime. Time to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Questionable. In fact, it's a classic dog book. And who doesn't love dogs? It's suitable for all ages, and I guarantee you are going to love it. It's an instant adventure classic that is a roller coaster of a ride that has a strong message for young and old alike about, guess what, doing the right thing. Anyone making a donation to the Terry Anderson Show of $30 or more is going to receive a hardcover copy of this book. Les will autograph each copy. The Adventures of Tracker, just let him know who you would like it signed to, and then you will have it sent straight to you in time for Christmas. That's right. Send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. Folks, I want to make an announcement now. You know, if you want to do something, the congressman came on and told you what to do. Call the White House. Put them to shame. Let them know that, look, you can't get away with this. We're not going to put up with it. If the president gets 100,000 calls in this next week, guess what? He might think about it. He gets the message that the calls come. So, I mean, do your job and call. If he doesn't do anything, that's not on you, that's on him. If you want to call, which you should be wanting to, the number is 202-456-1414. That's 202-456-1414. Call the president. Let him know what you think. Also,
all you good folks listening on KDON 720 AM out of Las Vegas, I know you're listening all over 13 western states, we will not be on next week. The Terry Anderson Show will be on KRLA, on our RBN stations, and on in Phoenix. But the Vegas station is doing a Christmas deal. They are preempting us, so you will not be able to listen unless you listen on the Internet. That's 1 week only. Next week, we will not be on KDON 720 out of Las Vegas. Sorry, but that's the way it is. It wasn't our plan. Let's get right to the phones now, folks. Let's take them as quick as we can. Let's go to Robin, calling from Upland, California. Robin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Great show. I was calling just to tell all your listeners about a rally we're holding in front of incoming Majority Leader, Senator Reid's Las Vegas office tomorrow, Monday, December 18th at 12 noon. And we hope all your listeners can come stand with us.
That would be great. Wish I could go. I got a prior commitment, but I wish I could go around. That's going to be a great event out there.
It is. And the reason we're protesting him is because he is the new Majority Leader. And in that capacity, as the incoming Majority Leader, on the Lou Dobbs Show, he announced that one of the first 10 bills he'll be putting forward will be comprehensive immigration. And we just want him to know he had the audacity to announce that to the nation, and now we the people are going to show up on his doorstep. We'll have signs, flags. It's going to be patriotic. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great, people. So please, any of your listeners that can, come join us. And if everyone would get a pencil out, there's a way the entire nation can participate tomorrow. And that would be by calling his office. We're going to be running a phone rally. So please, we're calling upon the nation to call Senator Reid's office tomorrow. It's 702-388-5020. And the rally is at 12 noon in front of his Las Vegas office, which is 333, that's 333, Las Vegas Boulevard South. So come stand with us or call multiple times, but let this guy know we the people are not going to put up with this amnesty.
And we're through being nice, folks. You know, people say, well, call and be respectful. No! Call this idiot up and tell him he sucks. Tell him he sucks and tell him if you had your way, you'd never vote for him. You'd vote for Donald Duck before you put his sorry butt in office. Horrible Harry Reid is one of the worst of the worst. He is the male Senate version of Nancy Pelosi. Enough said.
Bent. Good point. Call up and vent or come stand with us. Hold a flag. You know, let this guy hear from the entire nation as the incoming Majority Leader. We, the people, are not going to put up with this.
Give him hell, Robin.
We will.
All right, kid. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Chris calling from Oklahoma City. Chris, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Excellent show. I listen to you every Sunday night. We have you on the Low Power FM station, 107.1 here in Oklahoma City. Repeater broadcast for RBN, and you do an excellent job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate this.
You keep up the great work. I was hoping to get on here with Representative Rohrabacher.
Yeah, I saw that you wanted to ask him a question, and he started talking, and I didn't want to cut him off. I was going to try to get you in before he left, but it didn't happen.
Not a problem. If I may just let your listeners know, Representative Rohrabacher was the only congressman that stepped forward out of the U.S. House and the Senate to actually reinvestigate the case of the Oklahoma City bombing. I know we're changing gears here a bit, but I wanted to make sure that they understand
that's
that
important.
They appreciate everything he's done. I've met personally with two of his investigators, and if I may give out a website, would you mind?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
www.okcbombing.org, made up of four private individuals here in Oklahoma City, including a state representative that wanted a thorough reinvestigation of this case. Dana Rohrabacher is the only one that had the cojones to step forward.
Let me tell you something else about him too, Chris. Here's a guy that I wasn't really a fan a few years ago. I really wasn't. He was kind of, I thought, soft, but he was doing his own thing in his own way. Boy, has he come around. He is one of the people's representatives now. And he talks the talk, but he walks the walk also. He got back in office very strongly here in California because the people of his district like what he's doing. And I applaud him. I really applaud him on what you said about the bombing there. And I also applaud him on this letter that he sent for these border patrolmen. This is important stuff. How come nobody else did it? You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's important stuff.
You have a lot to be proud of with him, and I don't want to hold you up, but if anything you can do to support him, what it came down to, if a lot of you listeners aren't aware of, he was ready to go ahead and subpoena. There were actually people out there, witnesses and perpetrators. There was over 12 others involved in this crime that are walking the streets free. And I sometimes I want to shout out like you do. It's like, where is the outrage?
Yeah, where's the outrage?
We had none of our delegation, either the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House, step forward to help any of these people out here. It's disgusting. One of them had the audacity to run for governor this last November. Ernest Istook should be ashamed of himself.
These people who are running for office now, either you're with us or you're for us or you're against us and you're not with us. You know, we have to make a distinction now, Chris. And like I tell people all the time, if you're going to contend, when the Republican Party or the Democrats, either one, send you these envelopes and say, hey, Mark, $100, $200, send it back to them. Say, you know what? Close the border. My wallet opens. I'm not sending you nothing and you suck. Stop giving these parties your money. That's how you cripple them into doing what we say. But as long as you keep sending them your money, I mean, if you're a Republican, you want to support the Republicans, find some guy in Oklahoma you like. Send him your money. Send it to Tom Tancredo. You don't have to be in your state. A lot of people from California, Nevada, and Arizona send their money to Tancredo. Send your money to candidates that talk to talk. Send it to Dana Rohrabacher. But don't send it to the party, because party will end up giving your money to Mall Def or LULAC or some other racist organization against your will. Chris, I got to go. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Call me again.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
That's right.
All right,
okay,
buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Loopy calling from Santa Ana, California. Loopy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, kid. How you doing?
I'm doing great, except Robin beat me to the punch. I was going to tell you about the rally tomorrow.
Well, you tell us anyway.
Well, we're going to be in Las Vegas at 12 o'clock in front of...
You're always there, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You are,
we all, have to
you
be.
Are always... You and Robin both are always there.
Well, I have a whole bunch of grandbabies, and I wish I could be with my grandbabies, but you know what? We need to stand up for this nation.
Absolutely.
And we need to be there when we're called. So I'm going to be tomorrow with Robin and with Barbara Coe and Isola Foster and a lot of other good people protesting in front of the senator's office, and I hope other people from Las Vegas come out and help us. Bring out your flags, bring out your grandbabies and your children, and come out and tell the senator that he needs to stop this nonsense with illegal immigration. We're tired of this bullshit.
Well, we can't say that on the air.
Sorry.
I'm sure China took care of it. Don't worry. I know it's a slip. I know how it is. But let me just say this to you. You know, if we don't let these people know what we're doing and how we feel, they're not going to understand. For them to sit back and do what they want to do and not hear from us is our fault. We have to make sure that they know. Now, if they go on and do it after we have told them how we feel, after we have sent that million letters to them, that million emails and those phone calls, and demonstrate in front of their offices, if they do it then they are in trouble. Because they are our enemies then, and we will take them down. We've taken down quite a few others, and Harry Reid is not above it. He is not above it. Horrible Harry Reid. He's one of the worst. Loopy, thanks for the call. Have a good time out there tomorrow, and let us know how it went.
God bless you.
You take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Mark, calling from Los Angeles, California. Mark, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's up?
You know what? I was listening. I was laughing so hard during the first commercial where they were talking about you had the commercial with the Nina and Pinta, and they're like, go back on that boat, and it's like, well, that boat came from Spain, or the several boats came from Spain. They speak Spanish, and they're telling everybody to go back to Europe.
The conqueror's language, Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it just kind of caught me off guard, and I was pretty much laughing about it, but I've been doing a lot of research lately, and it seems like, especially with Bush and Bauer, and the whole issue with, especially with his father speaking to the New World Order, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Sometimes.
That there is a plan in place, and then you look at who the powers that be, the money launderer, so to speak, in religious times, who's in power, and what's going on and why they have not secured the borders, and they are basically saying everything's free for you, come in here, let's dumb down our society. There's a plan in place, I mean, if you look at the European Union, that's a perfect example. They basically suckered all the countries in Europe to...
Mark, these people have a plan. I agree with you. I also want to say this. They're brilliant. These people are brilliant because it's working. We have sat back and done nothing and allowed it to happen. Well, guess what? I don't think the American people are going to sit much longer and allow this North American Union to take place the way they want it to. We're not going to have any type of money. The dollar will survive. We just have to wake up.
That's questionable about the dollar.
Well,
be serious about that.
I am being serious, and I believe that the American people will wake up and do the right thing. That's my opinion.
But Terry, love you to death. I've been listening all night tonight, and your enthusiasm really just sparks a flame of death somewhere, okay? And it makes me excited. But if you look at demonstrations, people like demonstrating this and that and doing that, whenever, if you go back into the biggest demonstrations of this history, of this country's history, back to Vietnam, they did nothing. They literally did nothing. Through the 60s,
I disagree with that. I think the demonstrations in Vietnam did a lot. I'm not saying I was for or against the war, but I believe that what those demonstrations did was getting a lot of American boys killed and make the war a little bit shorter than it would have been. Without those demonstrations, that war might have went on another 10 years. Who knows?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you're pretty well up on this. Is we've got the Military Commissions Act, okay?
Okay.
Number one. And then number two, we've got the issue coming up in January 2007 here coming up. By the way, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. But where you cannot leave the country without prior approval of doing that.
Well, I haven't heard about that. I know you're going to have a passport before you... could leave now.
No. You have to have, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, and that's where I apologize.
No, it's okay. I haven't heard about this, Mark. I'll have to look into it. I mean, that I haven't heard of. I'd have to see some proof on that. You got to try to email it to me. So I got to move on, buddy. I want to thank you for calling. I think, this is just my opinion, Mark, and you may be right, I may be right, time will tell. I think the American people will not let this new world order take over our country. We have fought off bigger foes than that, and I think eventually we will wake up and get together and get our thing in order. But we will have to see. Time
well, keep your powder dry, brother.
And fingers crossed. Mark, thanks for the call. Call me again. All right, let's go to Karen calling from the great state of Texas. Karen, what do you hear? What do you say?
Just let them all in. I just wanted to say with you, I agree. When I call Cornyn and treasonous Hutchison liar that supports everything except U.S. citizens while our soldiers, our sons and daughters are being sacrificed, I tell them that they are traitors. And I said, I'll repeat it to anybody. I said, I'd rather die for the truth than live under your tyranny.
I agree.
I think we need to, with this attorney general who came over here with his grandparents who were illegals themselves, he's not a U.S. citizen. I think we need to demand
his
resignation.
Karen, have you ever noticed how he ducks and dodges that when they ask him, were your grandparents legal? I don't know. I'll have to check on that. Everybody knows where their grandparents came from and whether their grandparents were illegal aliens or not, and he knows, and his denial or refusal to tell tells me he knows what they were and they were illegal. End of story.
Exactly. That's why the race was thrilled when he got in office because they knew what he would do, and he made his trip to see the new president. We need to demand. We need to get enough people that want to work on this and demand to see how he is a citizen. But I think it's beyond that now. We need to say he needs to get out of office because he is assisting Mexico to overthrow.
It just shows you the type of people that George Bush has appointed to his cabinet. It shows you the type of people that George Bush allows to govern us. And it also shows you that this guy is a jackpot grandbaby. He was the children of American citizens who were jackpot babies, and this guy here is not capable of doing the job he's been appointed to do. And I'm going to tell you,
they could not have prosecuted those two.
Unbelievable! And let me tell you something else about this guy. Whenever they ask him about the illegal invasion, the first thing out of his mouth is comprehensive, comprehensive. This guy is no friend of the American people. And it's not because of his race. There are a lot of Hispanic people, Karen, that I would vote for president.
Exactly.
I know a lot of Hispanic.
He's a traitor.
I know women that I would vote for. I know all races of people I would vote for, but not this guy. It's not about his race. It's about the fact that he's sorry.
Where's all the attorneys? Why aren't they taking him to office for a frivolous lawsuit? That's not happened. Plus, we know that the illegal drug runner, $5 million case, those judges are taking bribes down there, as is that assistant attorney general. I called her office and let her know I'm not ashamed of anything I say because people are dying right now while we're comfortable and we're able to talk. They're dying based on lies for open borders. It's despicable. I don't know how people in this country can sleep. And the other thing, your recording of the Camacho out there flapping his mouth, that's sedition. That's calling for the overthrow of the government. People need to get 20 people together, get Dana Rohrabacher or someone out there they can trust, go to the FBI, make an appointment, demand they do their job, because if that were one of us and we are saying to do that against La Raza or Lulap, they would have us in jail.
Yes, they would.
To turn this around and use our laws to get these agencies to do something.
You have to remember something, Karen.
We don't have that much time.
We don't, but these are the chosen people. They are allowed to get away with things you and I can never get away with. I have asked the Congress of the United States, I have asked the L.A. District Attorney, the LAPD, the L.A. Sheriff's Department. I have asked the governor of the state of California.
Howard.
I have asked them the same question repeatedly. What laws can I as an American citizen break? And I have yet to get an answer, but they allow these people to break our laws and say nothing. Karen, thanks for the call. Call me again.
Thank you. God bless. And God bless all of you. But we can't roll backwards. The law is being used against us. We have to turn it around.
You take care.
God bless. Take care.
All right, folks. Coming up on the hour of 10 o'clock, we have our friend and talk show host Deluxe, Loris Rescala, doing Loris Rescala Live. If you're lucky enough to be listening in the L.A. area or on the Internet, you can hear Loris. Loris is going to be on next talking about...
Terry, is what do Bill Clinton, George Clooney, and Michael Richards all have in common? They all... made it on Loris Rescala Live's 2006 most memorable moments list. And so we're going to go through most memorable moments of 2006, the highs and the lows of 2006, because for us, this is going to be our last show of the year, because when we come back in January, we're on at 7 o'clock at night. Terry.
Now, if I'm on your list, I'm going to be very disappointed. I don't know if I can be honest.
You're going to have to listen and find out, Terry.
Yeah, I will. So you're going to be off for the rest of the year?
Yes.
And what date are you going to be on at 7 o'clock?
January 7th.
Okay. All right, folks. You'll be able to hear her earlier. You won't have to sit up and be a night owl. But I'm sure it's usually worth listening to. I listen to Loris on my way home. It's always instructive and provocative.
So you're going to have to come in early so that... then we can talk about your show before you come on.
Absolutely.
All right, Terry.
Stick around, folks. Loris Rescala Live coming up right after the Terry Anderson Show. All right, let's take another one. Let's go to Mike calling from somewhere west of here. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Good to talk to you this evening. I thank you again for this opportunity for Americans to be able to voice how they feel about this illegal invasion. I get really tired. I mean, our government hasn't been standing behind us on this stuff. And then when they do start standing behind us, like they go into SWIFT and bust all these people, which is what they should have been doing all along.
I was with that. I was totally with that.
But then somebody busted my bubble by saying that all people, the United Way, is going to put together some money for the families of the illegal wetbacks that have snuck in and stolen.
Now, hold on, Mike. We can't use the word wetback on the air.
A wetback's a wetback.
No, Mike. Come on now. I'm going to have to cut you off. We cannot use that term on the air. But go ahead.
Well, I just get really frustrated. They call me a racist, and I can't say anything about them without me calling a racist, and I don't see where me calling them a wetback is called me being a racist.
All right, I'm going to have to let you go, Mike, but I appreciate you calling. Thanks for the call, buddy. We don't use that term, folks, because it's kind of disturbing to some people. Although there was an operation by President Eisenhower. Remember, I talked about it last week in the monologue. It was Operation Wetback, where he went out and rounded up a bunch of these people and deported them from the country. But, you know, the caller was just talking about the SWIFT deal. They went and got almost 1,300 people out of the SWIFT plant. And it was like they rounded these people up, and they immediately shipped them out from four states. It was Nebraska, Iowa, Utah, and Minnesota. They immediately shipped them out to Georgia, and people were screaming, "Oh, you can't do that! You can't! You got to give them a hearing and all this stuff." They're holding them incognito. That's not the word. Incommunicado. They're not letting them talk to anybody. And eventually, they're going to deport them. I love it. And the families are being broke up. I love it. The kids are being left home with no parents. I love it. They're the ones who came to my country, had their jackpot babies. Most of them ain't even married. They had these illegitimate bastard jackpot babies, and what happens? They get separated because the parents get deported. I got no feelings for that. You know what I mean? Put the kids in some kind of orphanage or something, or whatever you do with kids that got no parents, and send the parents out of here. They got no right to be in my country. My compassion is all used up. It's gone. And as far as me feeling sorry for these people for coming here and being run off the job and chased up into the woods and running around trying to get away from La Migra, I got nothing. Nothing at all. If that sounds harsh, I'm sorry. You have driven me to it. On the subject, we need your help to stay on the air, folks. Without your help, we can't stick around. You know how it is. We need some money. Money is what makes this show happen. I'm not a hateful person, but I believe in getting the word out on what Americans should know and what they should know. And we should know about the invasion of our country. I'm sick of it. If you want to help us stay on the air, send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give it out in another few minutes. I want to just say, folks, I'm not without compassion, but I'm without compassion for people that invade my country. I am without compassion for people who come here, have no right to be here, come here and beg so much hands look like cups, begging for everything they can, taking all of our services, running our hospitals into the ground, lowering our wages. I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. And anybody that thinks that's okay, you know what? You need to leave this country too. I deport them all, every single one of them. I'm sick of it. I want to thank the good folks in Phoenix. I had a good time there the other night with Rusty Childress, my buddy, and Russell Pierce. We did a thing for him. He's a state politician there in Phoenix. What a guy. What a leader of this country. What a fabulous person. And my good friend Willa Key, who put it all together. Really nice folks and some bikers there, folks. The American Freedom Riders. Wow. What a bunch of guys. I love them. Phoenix, Arizona has got some of the biggest, greatest fighters in this country. They are standing up like patriots. We are to be proud of people who do that. People like those people in Georgia who have stood up and got laws fixed. Those people in Hazelden, Pennsylvania, and those people in Arizona who I love. I really do. I want to thank them for having me the other day. It was great. I want to remind everybody, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget this week with the Swings. Two great pieces, TikTok and One Vote Does an American Make. You can read that on our website, This Week with the Swings. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress, Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback. ImmigrationBuzz.com is his website. Great stuff, folks. I want to thank my buddy Chandler for taking your calls. He was absent, AWOL, last week, but he's back doing a great job on the show. And my producer, Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls. And I want to thank everybody who's been a part of the show. And remember, folks, without you, we can't stay on the air. Without you, we have no show. I appreciate your calls. Las Vegas, we will not be on KDAW next week. We will be on in Phoenix, RBN, and here in Los Angeles. If you want to listen to Las Vegas, go to your computer, listen to us there. And I do want to remind you, folks, we will have a special show on next week. I'm going to ask you what you want for Christmas. I think I've got a pretty good idea what most of you want. It will be Christmas Eve. Please call me. Let me know how you feel. Don't forget those three websites we talk about, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson from the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.